Joined by head coach Trey Shields of the Trenton Lady Bulldog wrestling team. There are, to my knowledge anyway, we'll double check this with coach, two wrestlers, one that's eligible, one that needs a couple of more on in the way of practices before becoming eligible. Avery Clark is the one that wrestled last night at Kirksville, got a couple of victories. Trenton will be at the Tiger Mat Classic down at Marceline coming up on Saturday. And South Harris and Hamilton and Gallatin are at Trenton for a quad on Thursday of next week. So might save that discussion for next week. Coach Shields, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Tom?
Not too bad. So you're telling me two wrestlers, Avery eligible. Who is the other that you're just waiting to get eligible for the rest of the season?
It is Savannah Hughes. She's actually Braden Hughes' cousin.
Gotcha. What weight class will the two be wrestling at this year?
So Avery is looking to go to 140 again like she did last year, and I think Savannah is looking to go heavyweight.
So Savannah is a first-year wrestler?
Yep, she is a first-year this year. She, I think, saw maybe some of her cousin's success and decided that she wanted to try it out.
So is as far as learning the sports, and I know she hasn't been on the mat in a match yet, but is she kind of like a sponge, just kind of learning and taking everything in here over the last few weeks?
Yeah, she's been doing great at practice. She actually came to all the summer stuff, so we got her a decent base during the summer, so when she came into practice over the winter, she'd kind of hopefully pick it up a little bit more. But, I mean, she works hard. She's been working really hard at it, so I'm proud of her.
Was there the potential, did you feel like, to get more than two on the team this year, Coach, or is kind of building interest in the program, is it still a work in progress?
It's still work. We had about 10 girls sign up. We had about 8 come to the first day of practice, and, you know, we had about 5 come to the second. And then after the first week, we were down to 2, unfortunately. But, I mean, it's a tough sport, and it's not for everyone. So we're trying to find the right girls that, you know, really want to wrestle and work, and it isn't easy.
At least, you know, yeah, that's, you know, disappointing that you have that number and then just stick around with it. But at least that's showing at least a curiosity. I guess interest and curiosity are two different things, but the curiosity there is a good thing in the long run, right?
Yeah, I think so. I would really like them to, maybe if I could get them a little bit earlier, their interest in it earlier in like middle school, so they kind of know what to expect when they come to high school, we'd probably have a little bit more success. So that's really what I'm working to do. But yeah, just spark their interest, trying to spark it at a younger age.
So let's talk about Avery here at 140. How improved does she look going into this season, Coach?
I mean, she looked like she didn't quit wrestling. She kind of just picked up where she left off last year and looked great. She looked great on her feet, wrestled tough, wrestled two bigger schools. So, I mean, I'm super impressed.
Yeah,
usually we're kind of trying to work off the rust this time of year, but she came in and looked perfect.
How beneficial is it for her? Yeah, you know, you'll kind of get into the season and you'll see the Gallatins and the Marcelines and the Maysvilles and people like that. How beneficial is it to wrestle different opponents for her, especially early in the season?
I mean, it helps us get a seed over, you know, whoever it is going into districts, because when we go to districts, we go to St. Louis and we don't wrestle any of those schools. We don't wrestle any of the Columbia schools. We don't wrestle any of the big Kansas City schools. So to go somewhere and wrestle someone that we haven't seen and win, hopefully those girls will go out and win, and Avery can get a seed over whoever they've beaten.
How far did Avery go? How far did Avery go last year, Coach? Kind of refresh my memory.
So she made it to state. Mm-hmm. She lost her first match to the girl that ended up getting third. Then she came back and won, and then lost her third match to the girl that ended up getting fourth. But we were right. I mean, with both those girls, we just lost. I think it was a 4-1 decision and then like a 7-2 decision.
So she's at the points where she can legitimately say, is it a big goal? Yes. But if I improve at the level I want to, I feel like I can be there on the last day and be a factor potentially for a state championship.
Yeah, we're definitely looking for a state medal this year. That's kind of on our radar. And, you know, if we keep improving over the season and we get a good break, I don't think it's totally out of the question to be in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's a realistic goal that we both want.
I've had this discussion with Charlie about how you see athletes In the fall, there's, you know, football players that are this way. Mason is this way. Gavin Kegel is this way, where they're quick on their feet and they're kind of rangy with long arms and this and that. Avery kind of fits that mold too, where she's kind of long and rangy, uses that well on in softball throwing the ball, but she kind of has that. You know, you can imagine Avery being a real good wrestler because she is quick on her feet.
Yeah, she's a super athletic kid, and I think, you know, not only wrestling but doing other sports keeps her competitive and just drives her to win at everything she does. So, you know, her athleticism definitely helps her on the wrestling mat.
Are you going to have both available for Saturday, Coach, or is this still going to be just Avery going down to Marceline?
I think Savannah's first eligible tournament is going to have to be Katy Trail, which is a tough one to start at. It's a big tournament.
Mm-hmm. Next weekend, so that's the 15th and the 16th. So with Avery going down to Marceline on Saturday, you would hope that there's going to be opportunities to wrestle for her because, you know, so often you get in girls wrestling, you get a lot of forfeits. From what you know about what it's going to look like Saturday, do you kind of feel like Avery's going to have some opportunities to wrestle against some good competition?
Oh, yeah, there's always. I know Boston will be down there. They're always good. Marceline has a good girls team. I can't remember if Lathrop's there or not. I don't actually think so, but there are a lot of good teams in the area that'll be there that have full girls teams, so she'll have a lot of matches. Brookfield, I know, will be there.
And how much are you and the girls looking forward to being able to wrestle at home Thursday of next week against Penny, South Harrison, and Gallatin?
Oh, it's great. A home opener is great. It kind of lets the crowd, you know, see what we've been working on because a lot of people don't travel to wrestling meets. So when it's at home, it really shows the work that we've been putting in and that, you know, even though we don't have a big team, we do have good wrestlers.
Coach, appreciate you joining us. Safe travels down to Marceline on Saturday, and congrats to you and Avery for the success at Kirksville last night.
Yep, I appreciate you, Tom. Thank you.